The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. Culture Club.
Money FM 89.3, good afternoon. It is drive time with Elliot Danka, Timothy Goh, and Joa Tien Tien. Time now for Culture Club. You know, visiting an indoor playground, that's definitely on the top of every kid's mind. And of course, it doesn't really stop adults from joining in on the action, right? Now, when it comes to indoor play scenes in Singapore, there's certainly no shortage of options here. You've got themed playgrounds, multi-activity play and trampoline parks. You're definitely going to find something that you like. So today on Culture Club, we're going to speak to the man who's all about letting loose like a kid. On the line with me is Harriman Kwok, who is the CEO and founder of the Seriously Fun Group, the Pollywogs, as well as Escape 8. Harriman, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You are a fun guy. So if I wanted to apply for a job, that's the scale of how childish I am, right? Tomorrow's April Fool's Day, I'm ready.
come. We have the test all ready for you.
Oh, wow, this should be fun. Hey, I want to talk about your influence as an entrepreneur. I mean, you've set up a pretty successful children's entertainment business. What's your story here?
Well, I suppose, you know, my journey as an entrepreneur began with like the influence of my father. He was a serial entrepreneur for his time. So growing up in Indonesia at that time, you know, I saw firsthand how his work and sacrifice going to a successful business and how he impacts the society around him. So I've always wanted to do a business, and I was in banking at one stage, and then I had two kids, and the kids bring me so much joy, and then I thought that I would do something happy, something fun, yeah.
Yeah. What excites you most about being in the business of fun and spreading joy?
I suppose it comes down basically to the smiles that you see on people's faces. Although they're tired, jumping around, running around, you know, shouting around, but you see them smiling, and it gives you a really good feeling that whatever you're doing makes an impact, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're quite awesome to think that. When I see kids, like I've attended a lot of kids' parties, right? A lot of my friends are parents, and I see them jumping and dancing around, and I go, I feel tired. they just have so much energy. Wow. But with being an entrepreneur comes a lot of lessons, a lot of challenges. I'm sure COVID-19 was tough. I believe Pollywogs suffered like, what, a 95% plunge in revenue. What has all of that taught you?
I suppose what that taught me was that, you know, the people around you is important. So my team was awesome at the time. You know, we didn't let go anyone also. So we back up each other, make some compromises. I think the family plays a lot of support role as well. And we managed to continue business even during COVID, obviously after the lockdown, when we had a semi-lockdown kind of a situation, we managed to turn the business and still profitable.
Wow. Okay, let's talk about the three businesses that you have. Seriously Fun Group, Pollywogs, and Escape 8. Any chance you could describe the different concepts for us?
Yeah, so the Seriously Fun Group really is our holding company.
Okay.
And the word Seriously Fun just indicates that we are serious about fun. And I want the culture of the company to be like that.
Okay.
The Pollywogs is our mainstay brand. We've been doing the Pollywogs since 2009 during the GFC. And basically the concept there was to give parents a break while their kids play around without the guilt. So we emphasize a lot on facilities for not only for the children, but for the adults to play together as well as to rest and to catch up with work. So we always have a very nice adults area. That's the Pollywogs.
Okay.
And over the years, basically that grew and grew and grew. And then during the pandemic, we launched Escapade.
Escapade, okay.
Yeah. So the story behind that is that during the pandemic, you know, we realized that the mental health issues becomes more prevalent.
Right.
And we feel it ourselves as adults that we are so stressed up, this and that. And we thought that why not do something for the adults too? You know, adults need a place to de-stress, to play, and to let go in a wholesome environment. And at that time, obviously, the drinking holes and cinemas and, you know, your clubs and all that were closed, right?
Yeah.
So why not have an alternative, right? So we came out with Excapade, and that's a fun ground for all ages, really.
Wow. I mean, I had a conversation earlier on, and it was about this whole issue of workplace safety and whatnot. You're literally in a physical entertainment scene. I mean, what kind of demands and challenges do you have to deal with?
I suppose when it comes to physical challenges, it's always very challenging. First of all, you need to get good people on your side. And then, of course, you need good training and safety procedures. And we put number one emphasis on safety, you know. So all our equipments are checked daily, you know, hygiene is all controlled every day, several times a day, in fact. And yeah, so we make sure that happens. And thankfully, over the years, we never had a major incident. So quite thankful for that, yeah.
Mm. I'm looking at your Excapade website, and I'm thinking I need to go there for the golf simulator because I get a bit stressed when I'm on an actual green.
Yes, you can go there and secretly practice.
I know, but it's great that you've got all of these concepts. What about rental, though? I mean, has this been a bit of an issue recently?
Yeah, so I think rental is obviously a matter of negotiation.
Okay.
If you bring value to the mall, to the landlord, and they see that, I think there's a lot of room for negotiations. Mm. Thankfully for us, you know, that's what we've been able to do. We've been able to bring the crowds in to give a unique proposition to the mall. And yeah, so we have a win-win situation in a sense.
It's a bit of a value proposition that you provide as well. You know, actually, I find that you're quite an interesting person to speak to. Versus, let's say, if I had to talk to someone in human resource, today the conversation is all about dealing with the five different generations in a workforce, right? But you have one additional one called children. How do you understand your different demographics?
How do we understand our different demographics? I guess through experience, you know, there's no shortcut, really. Over the years, we saw our children grow up when they were in Polywalks all the way up to now when they're now playing at Excapade.
Yeah.
Similarly with our staff, you know.
Okay.
We have staff that was with us since day one, still with us today. And they were students then, part-timing. We put a lot of emphasis on development. Mm-hmm. And I think if that shows through your actions, I think the people around you will rally with you, and those who does not fit into the culture will just automatically move on themselves.
I guess that's a fair point. Hariman, you know, I feel it's so important to advocate play for well-being. And, you know, we talk about how Singapore is such a high-stress environment. What's your own advice, I guess, with your own family? I mean, you've got kids. How do you advocate that it's important to have that balance of work and play?
I think it's important to talk it out firstly with your partner or spouse, or you know, and agree on a time where you actually spend time together.
Okay.
And also with the kids. That's what we do. Okay. And I purposely take time off from work for the kids, you know. In the earlier days when the journey just started, I was obsessed with just work and work. And after a while, you sort of forget that this whole business, it was inspired by my two kids, you know. But when you remember that, then you think what's important for you and you make time. And we try to, in fact, see whether we can incorporate family time also into work. So I'm trying to get my two kids to be involved in the business to see what they can also contribute, fresh ideas from their young minds.
Mm.
And that's how we spend time together also.
Mm. I suppose, you know, with getting your own kids involved comes the evolution of the business. What's your secret to keeping customers coming back for more? I know if I were to try Smash Lab, I will always be back there smashing things. That's how stressed I am.
How do they, why do they keep coming back? I suppose it's you know, the environment. So we don't focus on selling a service or product. What we do is we focus on selling memories. So I kept reminding my staff that, you know, we are here to serve a purpose and to create memories, right? And if people have good time at your place and that's their gathering place, just like how you go back to Starbucks day in, day out, and that's where you have your meetings and all that. Same thing for family crowd, you know. This is where you have your play dates for the kids and the moms, typically on weekdays. You know, they have their chit-chat session, their coffee session. This is where they take their break. And yeah, so we create that sense of community.
Okay.
And that's important.
You know, it's interesting that we bring that up because we have been discussing, you know, how it's important to find that balance between work and play, right? Where do you see the future of play spaces in Singapore then? I mean, I'm sure a lot of the younger generation are thinking about that. Young parents are thinking about that as well.
Yeah, actually, you know, over the years, we've been in the business long enough. We've seen a lot of trends.
Right.
And all I can say is that the trend is healthy. There's going to be more and more and more play concepts, a lot of them incorporating technology and whatnot into the play areas,
yeah.
Right? And also, but one thing that that we observe a lot is that the convergence of recreational play with entertainment, with education, and with sports and fitness, they all overlap at some stage, and that's what we are trying to do also with all our concepts.
Mm.
So a lot of our concepts is consisting of both the hardware as well as the software part of the business.
Mm. I guess that's, in a way, a very minor pivot, you know, from just a simple recreation space. So what is your vision then for the Seriously Fun Group?
So for us, you know, we set out to impact lives through fun. And, you know, initially we set out to impact 1 million lives. And we've done that, thankfully. So our next goal is 10 million lives, you know. And I suppose now we are trying to expand our portfolio of innovative and engaging play spaces to cater to the needs of all ages, right? And then, of course, trying to incorporate things like sustainability, social education, and things like that, right, to contribute back to the society. So, yeah, we'll be looking into expanding also in Asia, not only in Singapore, and collaborating with people, right? I think collaboration is important. Singapore's not a very big place.
Yeah.
So I rather do collaborations and strategic alliances, things like that.
Right. I've been speaking with Hariman Kwok, who is the CEO and founder of the Seriously Fun Group, the Polywalks and Excapade. Thank you so much for taking the time. You take care and have a great weekend ahead.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.